Some of us got old, felt like retiring a little bit, and then my son and my daughter felt like they wanted to try to sing a little bit, so Betty and Donnie and I are trying to help them out a little bit. We hope you enjoy what we do. I've said lots of times I'm glad I'm here, and I guess you've heard that lots of times from different people. But I'm glad I'm still numbered with the living and not among the pale nations of the dead. Though I'm ready to go, I'm not in no hurry to leave. And when my time comes, I know that I made preparations for that hour. As a small boy in a little old concrete block building along the side of Blue Lick Road in Jefferson County, Kentucky, in the year 1950, I got ready to meet the Lord. So you pray for us, and we'll do our best to sing something that'll maybe brighten your day or cause you to think about what is waiting for you out in the future.
Damascus Road.
If I'm blind
to his will for me,
then I'll wait
to be shown.
And like Paul,
I'll have an answer to at the end of Damascus Road.
I've been walking
down Damascus Road,
and I've
carried many cares
to the place
where I am waiting now, till the Master tells me where to go from here.
I'm learning grace
I thought I'd never have.
How to wait
upon the Lord.
The answer's sweet.
I think it's just inside at the end of Damascus Road.
I've been walking
down Damascus Road,
and I've
carried many cares
to the place
where I am waiting now, till the Master tells me where to go from here.
I've been walking
down Damascus Road,
and I've
carried many cares
to the place
where I am waiting now, till the Master tells me where to go from here. Till the Master tells me where to go from here.
This one's entitled Gentle Shepherd.
Gentle shepherd, do not leave me. I need your eyes to find my way. Gentle shepherd, do not leave me. I need your feet that I may never stray. In your pasture there is manna for my hungry, thirsty soul. There is refuge and tender mercy. There is love like I have never known.
If I wander from your path, pasture, Lord, bring me back into the fold, gentle shepherd, great provider for everything dear to my soul.
In your pasture there is manna for my hungry, thirsty soul. There is refuge and tender mercy. There is love like I have never known.
I think Jana takes the lead on this one. I'll not turn my back on him now.
I'll not turn my back on him now. He's given to me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give him my last. I'll not turn my back on him now.
Curse the Lord and die, she said, Job. Curse the Lord and die, he said, no, I'll not turn my back on him now. My vows were made for good or bad. He's been the best friend I ever had, and I'll not turn my back on him now.
I'll not turn my back on him now. He's given to me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give him my last. I'll not turn my back on him now.
There they go, all Job's possessions, everything old Job held precious. But Job said, bless the name of the Lord. Friends and family, houses and land, God holds all things in his hands, and I'll not turn my back on him now.
I'll not turn my back on him now. He's given to me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give him my last. I'll not turn my back on him now. I'll not turn my back on him now. He's given to me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give him my last. I'll not turn my back on him now. He gave me my first breath. I'll give him my last. I'll not turn my back on him now.
Are we loud enough? You're supposed to be giving me a sign. Okay. So close to home. You won't get standing up.
I like the joy his praises bring. I love the sound of angel wings. It makes me
feel so close to home.
I like to see the smiling face of a sinner saved by grace. It makes me
feel so close to home. Call me foolish, call me strange, I just love to speak his name. On bended knee, then suddenly I am not alone. When I speak Jesus, I feel the glory from the throne, and it makes me feel so close to home.
I like to break the bread of life. His words are such a welcome sight. They make me
feel so close to home.
While I walk in a stranger's land, I feel the gentle loving hand that makes me
feel so close to home. Call me foolish, call me strange, I just love to speak his name. On bended knee, then suddenly I am not alone. When I speak Jesus, I feel the glory from the throne, and it makes me feel so close to home.
When I speak
Jesus, I feel the glory from the throne, and it makes me feel so close to home.
Brother spoke this morning about the service that you had had, and I hope the Lord was with you. And that's what makes you feel close to home. When the Lord stays with you, you can just rejoice, and times you could just wish you could go on to be with him. But yet, he left us here for a purpose, and that's to be a light to a lost and dying world. And let's do our best as we go through the remainder of our days here on this earth to be a light to somebody, to be a help, not be a stumbling block.
We had a wonderful service this morning, and I'm still feeling close to home. The Lord came by and blessed with testimonies, rejoicing, and we had a visiting preacher to come, and he never did get to preach, so he'll have to come back sometime, but the Lord came by and blessed us, and I've just felt good all day. And I, like I say, I'm still feeling close to the home that I'm going to, that I got prepared for over 49 years ago. I'm glad I'm here tonight. I'm glad I can feel that deep down in my soul, the same thing that I touched back then. I can feel it tonight. I'm glad of it.
I will try. He swept me off my feet.
Oh,
I hope no one would notice me sitting on that pew. I was there to hear the singing. Then I had better things to do. And then I heard the invitation. And though I tried to keep my seat, and before I even noticed, he had swept me off my feet. I hit the aisle a-running. Oh, what's come over me? Is this the Holy Spirit who has come to set me free? Then I heard that Jesus loved me and that the cross was sin's defeat. And before I'd even noticed, he had swept me off my feet. I know the Lord's returning. He's building me a home. I'll live in a stately mansion, all arrayed with precious stones. Like the emerald to the jasper, I'll walk those golden streets. I'm waiting for my bridegroom to sweep me off my feet. I'll hit those streets a-running, as far as I can see. There's a band of holy angels who are there to welcome me. Since I heard that Jesus loved me and that the cross was sin's defeat, I've been waiting for my bridegroom sweep me off my feet. I'll hit those streets a-running, and as far as I can see, there's a band of holy angels who are there to welcome me. Since I heard that Jesus loved me and that the cross was sin's defeat, I've been waiting for my bridegroom to sweep me off my feet. I'm waiting for my bridegroom to sweep me off my feet. Betty takes the lead on this one, entitled Fight On.
I can see you're in the battle. Yes, the war still rages on. You don't have to be defeated, though you're struggling to hold on. Oh, my brother, my sister, I am here to stand with you. We are still overcomers, and by faith we'll make it through.
Fight on, fight on. Darkest night, when hope seems nearly gone, in the name of Jesus, the battle will be won. Fight on, weary soldier, fight on.
a kingdom in the making. So keep holding to your sword, for your weapons are so mighty through the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, be strong and take courage. He will never let you fall. In the morning light of victory, you'll say it was worth it all.
Fight on, fight on. Through the darkest night, when hope seems nearly gone, in the name of Jesus, the battle will be won. Fight on, weary soldier, fight on, fight on, fight on. Through the darkest night, when hope seems nearly gone, the battle will be won. Fight on, weary soldier, fight on. In the blessed name of Jesus, the battle will be won. Fight on, weary soldier, fight on, weary soldier, fight on, weary soldier, fight on.
Remember that morning. I was there. I'm glad the Lord saved her. Hold on to the rope.
They were lying in wait to destroy God's servant. The Jews wanted death for a man named Paul. But the disciples took a rope and they tied it to a basket and held it secure till he was over the wall. Hold on to the rope, there's someone in the basket. It may be a Paul or a Peter or John. Hold fast till they're over the wall and it's safely. God calls on his warriors to just hold on. I can see the old saints through my life as they labored. And when in the closet, oh, how they fought. For it just didn't matter how long they had to stay there. They held tight till this little one was over the wall.
Hold on to the rope, there's someone in the basket. It may be a Paul or a Peter or John. Hold fast till they're over the wall and it's safely. God calls on his warriors to just hold on. Hold on to the rope, there's someone in the basket. It may be a Paul or a Peter or a John. Hold fast till they're over the wall and it's safely. God calls on his warriors to just hold on. God calls on his warriors to just hold on.
I can, I have, I will.
So many times our friends will tell us, I won't let you down. And when the storms are threatening danger, they cannot be found. But there's a friend whose name is Jesus, and his promise is real. There is no doubt he'll bring me out when he says I will.
I will.
I will fight all of your battles, give them all to me.
I can.
I can make all of your trials end in victory.
I have
all power and glory, it is mine to give. Oh, what a blessing, I am resting, for he says I will. The enemy can make me tremble, make me so afraid. I'll wrestle Satan through the night till the breaking of the day. With just the strength to look toward heaven, glory is revealed. He stands there waiting, gently saying, child, you know I will.
I will.
I will fight all of your battles, give them all to me.
I can.
I can make all of your trials end in victory.
I have
all power and glory, it is mine to give. Oh, what a blessing, I am resting, for he says I will.
I will.
I will fight all of your battles, give them all to me.
I can.
I can make all of your trials end in victory.
I have
all power and glory, it is mine to give. Oh, what a blessing, I am resting, for he says I will.
Well, okay.
During my water break, please.
Playing the piano is Donnie Hester. Donnie and I have been friends and buddies for a long time. We're a little bit of relation, about a fourth or fifth cousin. Of course, Betty is Donnie's wife. We've been friends for a long time. As I said in the beginning, we sung together for 20 or 25 years in a quartet, traveled in Indiana and central and southern Kentucky. Sung in a lot of little old places that a lot of people wouldn't even think about singing in. But I enjoyed it. And as I said, we thought we was going to retire, but the young ones decided they wanted to try it a little bit. So the young man is my son, Jason, and the young lady is my daughter, Jana. And we're glad of them. I'm glad that they're wanting to sing a little bit. I hope we can leave. When I leave out, I'd hope that I could leave something behind that would be of a good report, that people would have confidence in, that he'd done some good when he traveled through this world. Seems like yesterday I was a barefoot boy running around playing in the creeks and getting into mischief and all this, but time passes you by real quick. And next month, if it's the Lord's will, I'll turn 66 years old. He's been good to me. Had everything that I needed in this life. Sometimes my wants are greater than what I need, but He has satisfied my needs all the way through this life. And I'm glad of that. Most of all, He's let me dwell with people and worship with them that believe in salvation. Salvation is the greatest thing I ever come in possession of. And it'll stay with you through the good times and the bad times. And He didn't promise me a rose garden, but He did promise that He'd take care of me. And all the things that I've handled and seen in this world, I've found the Lord is the best thing that I've enjoyed. So we're glad to be here again, and we hope that you've enjoyed some of the singing. We don't try to put on a show in front of nobody. We never have. We just sing. And if the Lord comes by and sweetens it up, why, that just makes it better. If He'll come by and you feel like testifying or shaking somebody's hand or hugging somebody, that's what I believe in. I believe in moving the way the Lord wants you to move. Cecil Meredith. I forget that, Wayne. I'm not used. I'm the world's worst MC when it comes to talking in front of
people.
But
he's better than the rest of us.
If the Lord will help me talk, I can talk and make you understand it. But if I try it in my way, I'm kind of backward, and I'm like an old 2x4, just plain, and can't do much without me or with me. This one's entitled The Good News.
It may be on the TV or on the telephone or even in a hospital room. The voice is somewhat shaky and contemplatingly so, and suddenly you feel a sense of gloom. There's good news and there's bad news, so where shall I begin? But I know that the good news is always at the end. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control.
We hear it said so often that God has a plan. It's written in His word very clear. His plan stands firm forever, but we easily forget. And sometimes our hearts are filled with fear. So we're looking for the good news to replace the bad we've heard. So if you have a moment, let me tell you what I've learned. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control.
And the
good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the
good news is that our hope's not in this life.
I think Betty takes the lead on this one, entitled I Am Home.
Can you imagine a place of beauty where the streets are paved with gold, where the walls are made of jasper and the crystal river flows, a place where mansions line the streets and night will never be? I can't wait till I can say I'm home.
I am home. I am home. I can see King Jesus on his throne. There's my family and my loved ones who have gone on before. I am home. I am home.
There'll be no sin there in that place, for all of man is saved by grace. And no earthquakes or famine will there be found. There'll be no pain, no sorrow there, for that's my home beyond compare. And I can't wait till I can say I'm home.
I am home. I am home. I can see King Jesus on his throne. There's my family and my loved ones who have gone on before. I am home. I am home. I am home. I am home. I can see King Jesus on his throne. There's my family and my loved ones who have gone on before. I am home. I am
Well, I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the singing tonight. They've sung several new songs to me. And I like new songs that have a good message and a good meaning in them. And you know, I don't want to get too attached to this world down here, because really it don't have a lot to offer. I look forward to that new home that Sister Betty was just now singing about. And I know you do too. We're going to go ahead and get... Well, before we do that, I mentioned earlier Brother Jock Carver, and that I was visiting with him when he was telling me about this group. So I want to ask Brother Jock to stand at this time. Now you can see why that I did as he asked. Thank you. I believe Brother Jock and I have known each other for 51, 52, maybe 53 years. It's been a long time. Been a long time. And I don't know. I visited a friend that I hadn't seen in about 25 or 30 years a couple of weeks ago. And there were 7 children in this family. And I said, George, tell me about your family. Where are they at? And he started at the top. And they were all the way from Florida to California. One was in Lafayette, Tennessee. A couple was in Illinois. And they just never got together. And you know, he had lost his mother at an early age. And it seemed like when mother passed away, she was the glue that held the family together. But I thought about in 1953 when I lost my mother, and there was 10 or 11 of us still at home. I can't know. We don't even know now. There were so many I can't even count. But you know, Daddy, I'm thankful for the foundation that he laid in the Christian heritage. And I know he didn't go through anything compared to what Job went through, that brother that we heard preached on this morning. But I told my sister Helen the other day that I was so grateful that our daddy hung in there to this way. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? Brother Carlock, would you lead us in a song? At this time, let's everybody stand. Brother Ronnie and Brother Paul, would you all take up a love offering at this time? And they didn't ask for an offering, as everybody stands. But let's take up a little offering to get them to their next place.
range. We'll do a couple. And we know one that we're going to do. We don't know what the second one's going to be right yet.
Follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Peter John and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of men.
He said,
rise and follow me.
Got one that we can do. You remember? You remember one that we can do?
I didn't know you were ever that considered. You could just fix it. And you could fake it. I don't know. Which one? What are you talking
about? Well, we were just thinking about what will I leave behind.
Oh, that's right.
That one, okay. You want to do bass, Brother Miller?
Brother Strode, I just kind of preached out this morning. I'm sorry. My voice has been cracking all afternoon.
After I leave for worlds unknown, over the borderline, never
Well, he touched me on a Tuesday afternoon about 3:30. And I was bowed at the altar at Capitol Hill. I'm going there next Sunday to be in their homecoming service. And I'm going to go back to that spot one more time where he touched me. I never expected salvation to come like it did. I guess if I had of, I'd have had a part to have played in it. But all I could do was beg, and the Lord done the saving. And it's the same way with all of us, wasn't it? When we were saved. Is there anybody I've left out? Is there anybody that would like to do a solo? Want to thank you all for $201 for the offering. So at this time, we're going to ask the Happy Day Singers to come back and do four or five or whatever they feel led to. Joey, we don't have the song, "The Flame Has Flickered, But the Fire Has Never Gone Out," here anywhere in the church, do we?
You said you had a book one time.
I've got it at home. Yeah.
I shall not forget the day when I heard my Savior say, come unto me, my child, I'll make you whole. Then I let my Savior in. There he forgave me of my sins. Started a fire burning so bright way down in my soul. It's never gone out.
It's never gone out. It's never gone out. It's never gone out.
Though Satan has tried many times to make me doubt, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Since Jesus kindled the flame, things have changed. No, I'm not the same. He lit the fire with his great eternal love. Down in my soul, now there's peace, joy that will never, never cease. The thank God for holy fire from heaven above.
It's never gone out.
It's never gone out. It's never gone out.
It's never gone out.
Though Satan has tried many times to make me down, but when I feel that warmth inside, I know my soul is satisfied. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. We used to sing with the Primitive quite a bit. We had them come and be with us for about 15 or 16 years there, and I forgot some of the words to that. We used to sing it a whole lot. This one's entitled, He Calms Me.
Troubled waters came my way. The angry storm drew near. I prayed for God to speak the words to make it disappear. It seemed the waves would not obey the master's call for peace. But then the Lord spoke to my soul, reminded me he had control, and said this time his words were meant for me.
Sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms me. Sometimes the storm still rages on, but I feel the sweetest peace. It's such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what I need. Sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms me.
Circumstance may overtake and bring me to my knees, but when I feel I cannot come,
with this life's troubled seas. I call on Him whose voice can still much greater storms than these. His words bring peace into my soul. When He says, child, I'm in control, and with one touch He calms the storm in me.
Sometimes He calms the storm, sometimes He calms me. Sometimes the storm still rages on, but I feel the sweetest peace. It's such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what I need. Sometimes He calms the storm, sometimes He calms me.
It's such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what I need.
Sometimes He calms the storm, sometimes He calms me.
The other side.
Probably not.
Those followers of Jesus, distressed and discouraged, thought Jesus had left them in a bind. They had given up everything to follow in His way, and He had gone and left them all behind. So they went back to fishing, but this time not for men. They spent a lot of time, didn't catch a thing. Then early the next morning, they saw Jesus standing by. He said, friends, throw your nets on the other side.
On the other side, you will find abundance. On the other side, blessings overflow.
Just
follow my instructions, and you won't regret a thing. Wait until you see what's on the other side.
As I try to follow Jesus, sometimes I'm discouraged. The daily trials and troubles weigh me down. The more I seek to do His will and follow in His ways, the more Satan tries to steal the peace I found. But I'm gonna keep on fishing for the souls of men. I want to be faithful till the end. 'Cause early every morning, when I look to Him to guide, He says, wait until you see what
that's on the other side.
On the other side, you will find abundance. On the other side, blessings overflow.
Just
follow my instructions, and you won't regret a thing. Wait until you see what's on the other side.
Just follow his instructions, and you won't regret a thing.
Wait until you see what's on the other side.
Who I am.
From the time I woke this morning till the day had passed and gone, Satan tried to tell me that victory would not come. I just went into my secret place, called upon sweet Calvary's Lamb, and glory filled the soul of mine when I remembered who I am.
I'm an heir of God, an heir through Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. I am of a royal priesthood, a stranger to this land. Now heaven fills the soul of mine when I remember who I am.
All the world has tried to tell me that my hope is all in vain, but they don't know the power that I have through Jesus' name. My soul, it has been redeemed. The price was paid by Calvary's Lamb. And his spirit tells me I am his, and I remember who I am.
I'm an heir of God, an heir through Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. I am of a royal priesthood, a stranger to this land. Now heaven fills the soul of mine when I remember who I am.
I am
of a royal priesthood, a stranger to this land. Heaven fills the soul of mine when I remember who I am.